On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Rainy days, Mondays always can be down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
I believe it's Monday, and when it's Monday, I'm joined by Victoria. Tori Lagarde joins us.
Like the Kinks are singing.
Yeah.
Kinky.
That's it. Hey, welcome to the program, Tarina.
Welcome, Ronaldo.
Yep. Tori is an actress, a humorist, an oracle.
And I can smell things a mile away.
An aromaist.
Aromaist. Oh, I like that.
Very nice.
Ooh, one of my neighbors got sprayed by a skunk, their dog did, I mean, and I could smell it the next couple streets over.
Skunks are amazingly strong.
Yeah, yes. They were surprised, but I'm like, no, I can probably do that.
You know, if they make perfume from skunk things,
right,
then how come if you put perfume on, people can't smell you like five blocks away?
Yeah.
So what's up
with
that?
They treat it and test it and change it.
So they water it down.
Right.
So if it was in its purest form, you'd be able to smell somebody coming a mile away.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
I know, but you'd avoid them then.
You would, because no smell is that good, that strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yes.
All right.
Unless you're a French whore.
So there was snow, I heard. Maybe we talked about that last week.
Hmm.
But you know what? The sun comes out and does marvelous things, doesn't it? Isn't that crazy?
Not that much.
People get so worried.
Well, the sun does melt, but it doesn't take it away.
It melts the streets, though. The streets are down to pavement.
Are good, yeah.
Isn't that what matters?
They make pavement really nice.
You know,
have you noticed that? They have a nice formula of pavement.
No, because potholes and things need to, it just deteriorates.
Yeah, that's okay, though. But the snow tends to melt off the streets rather quickly. Of course, the road crews.
The asphalt.
All right, that's not necessary. I'm not placing blame on anybody.
Oh, my God, that's a good one. Wow.
Oh, my chair is so squeaky and farty sounding today.
That's so different, Rod. What's going on? I never noticed that before.
I keep wanting to buy that oil, but I can't remember the letters and numbers. The WX20.
Oh, yeah, the 40. It should be 42. Just everything should be 42. Stop the silliness.
I never understood when they assign numbers to formulas. It just leads me to believe that all the other ones didn't work. And like formula 409, 408 must have sucked.
Yeah, what's this random? Is it random? Are they just, well, Heinz 57 was the 57, I think. But I don't know about the rest.
Well, that was 57 varieties of something.
Yeah, there's not that many.
Yeah.
How can there be that many?
Let's name them.
No, there's not even 12. What are you talking about, 57? Give me a break.
There might have been. They don't have all 57 going right now. What the hell?
It's a cricket. Don't tell the cricket story again.
Anyway, she is Tori Lagarde, and what we do here is we talk for a period of time.
42 minutes.
Play a little game at the end of the show that you can participate in if you care to. At that point, you probably won't.
The Sophie's Choice. Don't listen. You'll cry. It's sad. It's a
very sad
time.
What we do is you play a game where you have two children that you love dearly.
Or how do you want to die?
Yeah,
you have alligator attack or hanging?
It's fun. It's good times.
Right.
Scenarios we love to think about 24 hours.
They never happen, except some could.
Yeah.
When you find the suitcase of $5
million. Man. It's the choices you make in life.
Right. They're never, ever going to happen. Stop playing the lottery, you dingus. Are you really?
I met a guy a few days ago.
Is this a limerick?
No.
Wait a second.
I met the guy.
I'm not falling for that again, just so you know.
I was in a cocktail lounge, and this guy, he couldn't have been more than like 23, 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he got some kind of special, one of those scratch tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And he won like, I think he won something like $23 million.
No. On a scratch ticket?
Yeah, I don't know.
They'd only go up to a million, don't they?
He had the money, though. It was proven. He had the bucks.
So what was he doing in a cocktail lounge you're frequenting?
Drinking, I assume we have that much in common.
Why doesn't he live somewhere awesome?
I know.
What?
I know.
Stop
I know.
This right now.
It's a true story, man. It's a true story.
I have many questions, but okay.
It doesn't change people for the better necessarily.
So he runs around showing people his lottery ticket? That already sounds weird. He had a wad of cash.
He had a wad of cash that he kept on the bar for some reason, and he told me he had just gotten a gun, license for a gun. And I thought, okay, all right, I understand why, but
he's got an imagination.
You know what the problem is?
What's the
you
problem?
Shouldn't have a lot of money until you're older. You just shouldn't, if you're ever going to have it. Don't give that kind of money. That's why all these football players are going around beating people.
They're not going to make it. It's too much fame and success at once.
Can you imagine a salary like that? For a young person, it's ridiculous.
No, because you can run. Give me a break.
Exactly.
Anyway,
yeah.
But that lottery, speaking of lottery ticket, that was finally claimed.
I heard.
But they're still anonymous. But wouldn't they had to probably get their affairs in order before they...
I would have plenty of affairs first. You're
well,
right.
Ron, I mean, they took the 800 and something million in the chunk. Of course you're going to do that. Who would take installments? You could die tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't do installments.
You don't do installments.
But when you take the chunk, that doesn't sound right.
I know, you've taken chunks.
When you take the chunk, you only get kind of half.
Well... So?
Yeah, it is a well-so.
You're going to sneeze at $800 million?
It is a well-so. You're right.
Yeah, you know, because we're all mortal.
It is a well-so.
You can't live that long.
No.
Unless you're like Bill Gates and then you give it all to charity.
The first thing I would start, I wouldn't give it to charity, personally. I would
Of it, my gosh. How much do you need? Don't you have a favorite?
It's security.
Charity?
Oh. I would give it to people I know.
Okay.
I would give large amounts.
Right here.
I would give large amounts to people that I know. And yeah, I'd say, you knew me when I didn't have this money. So you're best person to get some of this.
Exactly. And when I'm successful someday, all these people that couldn't give me the time of day, pretended to be my friends,
right,
didn't visit me in the kennel.
Right.
You know, they're the ones.
Love that sound effect.
It's great. Those are the ones I'm going to be like, well, you know what? Where were you then?
Yeah, exactly.
Some of you stayed above the fray.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'll be rewarded accordingly in my kingdom.
Accordingly, yeah. Exactly.
But those of you that met me after I have the money, I don't know why you're meeting me. Could it be for the money?
Oh, gee, I wonder. So how are we going to get all this money, Ron? We have to make that plan now.
That's just a mere technicality.
We don't gamble, so I mean, it's got to be hard work.
Tori, when I go to a cocktail lounge of my choice...
Oh, do you play Keno?
I do, but you know why I play Keno? It's not
to
win the money.
To do.
That's exactly right.
Me too. I've been known to occasionally throw up some numbers and gang signs.
I've been known to occasionally throw up as well.
I know. I might later today. I'm not feeling real good.
You know the gang signs?
West Side.
I don't know these.
Does that look like West Side?
I don't even want to look at you.
I know.
I can't. I don't want to look at the gang signs.
Because then you'll recognize it later.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I know what that means.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Do you know what that means?
I don't want
to. That's the only one you need to know.
Yes, I know what that means, because I drive.
Flipping the bird.
That's right.
No, you don't flip the bird. Remember, you give the thumbs up when someone does something stupid. Right on. That's what I love. It's the comic effect. You got to use sarcasm.
Nobody really gets that.
I don't care. I'm not being offensive. I'm putting thumbs up.
It's not for them.
Good
it's
job.
For you. It's for you. Yeah,
no,
I get it.
No, I want to do thumbs up. I'm doing thumbs up.
Hey, let's talk.
About what?
It's a talk show, Tori.
Oh, no. Since when?
It's Thursday. We started this concept.
What do you got?
What do you got? Hey, did you see the Michael Jackson documentary?
I am watching that this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I have plans already.
Yeah. It's. I understand it is freaking riveting.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, was there ever any question, unless you're like just so blindly like a Donald Trump follower, they can do no wrong?
I really didn't think there was one,
and I was saddened because of what appeared to be happening, and I wasn't like I doubt that. I'm like, yeah, probably is, because you know.
I think you had to wait a number of years after he had,
after someone dies.
Yeah, before you can start maligning them.
Yeah,
so yeah,
and it isn't even a maligning. If it's really happening, it's like exposing the truth.
I know.
We all want to know the truth about everything, don't we? Or do we not?
We do, because if we don't, then we feel we've been lied to, and that's deceitful, and nobody feels good after they've been deceived and made a joke of,
right?
Which is what happens, according to Donald Trump.
Exactly, but are they going to stop playing his music?
That's a good question.
I don't think so.
There were a lot of people that I had spoken to. That's the end of the sentence.
It's such good music. I mean, let's be serious here.
Well,
let's
the question
honest.
Is, that's a, it's almost like
I know, I don't know what to do here.
It's a good question. His music is iconic, but at the same time, yeah, the to same hear him time. Singing it oh. is just keeps bringing you back to that knowledge that we now have.
Well.
And there are some people who say they just can't listen to his music
there's
anymore.
There's lots of other things to listen to, though. Let's be serious.
There are.
Really
but
are.
He
you
was,
get Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
you get
but he
things.
Popped up in a lot of different venues for no reason just because he was. And that's tough. And I believe, yes, that some people will choose not to play that every once in a while because right. it's going to offend some people.
Sure.
And well, it should.
Right.
I mean, he was a... I don't think he ever... I saw the documentary and I'm not mm-hmm. too clear if we call this rape or sexual...
manipulation?
Sexual penetration?
And they were paid, weren't they? That was money. So yeah. that could even be something else. Mm-hmm. You get into mm-hmm. prostitution-ish yeah. that kind of things, right? Because, you know, the parents
yeah,
were given money. Just he'll stay overnight
yeah.
and he'll be okay.
Well, the parents got to feel a little odd about this, too.
People will do anything for money. Isn't that sickening?
Yes.
It's very sad. It's so sad.
I wonder if we could run a country like that with people that only believe that. I wonder if that could happen. No, I doubt that.
No.
Yeah, it gave me pause. I feel like a dog now.
I know. I see those paws.
Yeah. It gave me pause about this. And then R. Kelly, who I really never followed him.
Yeah.
But
there's something new with him. He's the pee-pee sheet guy, right? Pee-pee. He's
okay.
Pee-pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. There was something with him.
Well, I think there's a lot of things with him.
Yeah, there's some kind of
there were a lot of women.
Like a Donald Trump pee-pee thing.
There were, no,
there's
the,
a pee-pee
no,
thing.
Well, there were underage women. That
no,
he,
but there was also, it involved specifically urine. There was a thing with R. Kelly.
When he was a child?
No, there was a thing. Like a
he
thing.
He would pee on the lady?
Something.
I see.
Like, or them. I don't know. I one of those deals. Come on, Ron. Do your Googling. It's so interesting.
I choose not to.
I choose
to
not
Google.
To, too. I know. I heard about it, and I'm like, that's nice. Okay, next.
All right. Yeah.
But
I
even
guess.
With, it's like OJ.
Yeah.
OJ did it.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that.
We know that.
But some people, like when it was happening, when he was on trial, mm-hmm. are like just, it's the police force. They're mm-hmm. jerks. They're mm-hmm. planting evidence. Mm-hmm. We got to let OJ off.
Yeah.
And they're going to believe that no matter what, because it's like a tribal thing.
Yeah.
And we have tribes too. Everyone has tribes.
Yeah.
You know, you're, you know, Donald Trump and his tribe, you know, we're staying with him and he hasn't done anything wrong. Can't prove it. Everyone groups in, and then there's nothing you can say. OJ will be innocent to some people forever, even though he did it. Michael Jackson will be listened, his music will be listened to by people, no matter what, because whatever, you can't prove it, it's a documentary, it's all the same rhetoric. You
I
know
guess
that.
So.
You know that.
You know, it's the court of public opinion.
Exactly.
And then you get judges that let the people go, even mm-hmm. though the court of public opinion is, no, are you kidding me? What did you just do? This mm-hmm. happened to Paul Manafort.
He got 4 years or less, wasn't it?
A little less. And you got 2 months shy of 4 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's already served, I believe, 7 months.
Okay.
So he's down to 40.
And is it in like
white
collar, like, you know,
it's
penitentiary
yes,
thing?
Yes, it's at a Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, seriously.
Right, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. He's not in the hardcore. He's not,
no,
in,
he's
the
not in the hardcore.
Gen pop, you
but
know?
It's this judge. I'm wondering now, and nobody's talking about it. I'm wondering if the judge had political leanings to the point, you know, because.
Well, why not?
Why would a judge, because in the, it's a district of Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and for what he admitted to Manafort, that starts at 19, at 12 years, 12 or 19 years, I believe, goes up to 25.
For normal people, regular people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this guy
evidence, though. They're going to chop off stuff, you know, shave off
I know.
Years.
But the person to whom he gave the evidence, mm-hmm. which was Mueller,
right.
he even suggested the lower side of the term,
you know
but not 4 years.
Can you see why, right?
What?
So other people will, if they threw the book at Manafort, no one is going to bother to come forward and help him.
Yeah, but on the twist side, Tori, someone who rapes the government for millions of dollars, has money laundered through other governments, etc.,
mm-hmm.
he gets as much as a guy that has a good amount of pot on him.
Still.
I mean, you
it
know.
Does, it's still, it's the, you got to look at the bigger picture, Ron.
Sense.
You got to look at the bigger picture.
I guess. Are we telling white-collar criminals, don't do it, but if you do,
if you rat on
couple
your buddy,
of years, couple of,
and
if,
the, they want the big guy, they want the big cheese. Same with drug dealers.
Yeah.
They don't care about these little guys that sell one,
well,
you know, $100
only one
things.
Cheese I know of. There's only one big cheese I know of in this entire mess.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And he's running the country. Isn't that great?
For now.
For now. I love Ron. He's like, He's getting indignant.
Look, if this man is not indicted somehow, it probably won't be through Mueller, although a lot of stuff's going to come out, a lot worse than the Cohen stuff, which is going to make it very uncomfortable for him. But the Southern District of New York has the ability to actually convict him, convict the president. So that's a little bit different and worse. Either Trump's going to be arrested and indicted, or he's going to plead, hey, I'm a sitting president. You can't indict me while I'm president, so you can't touch me now. And then the public will say, oh, my God, so the president can commit a crime and get away with it, but we can't.
Right, and he's already thinking he's going to win the re-election. He's already...
He better hope he does. I'll tell you one guy that would beat the penis off him.
Yep, that sounds weird, but okay.
Joe Biden. If Joe enters the race...
Joe's really old now. Isn't he?
He's like 3 years older than Trump.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Do it. This guy would beat the pants. I can see Biden just saying, shut up, Don. Don't give me that crap. Just shut up.
No.
I think he will. I think he's going to run.
Well, somebody has to do something.
I think it's a good deal. You know, if anybody is a Democrat, runs in the middle, slightly left.
Sure.
Shoo-in.
Moderate.
Shoo-in.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in. Don't even have the election. You're in. You'll take all the people in the middle, all the independents, and Trump will get all his
man
base.
Or woman, minority base. Or not. I mean,
yeah.
Could it be anybody? Or are you being just, you know?
I think anybody with any type of recognition and who knows how to handle it. See, in this election, it takes two things. You have to be a moderate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, and you have to know how to shut Trump up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be intimidated by him. You can't get into the mud with him. You put your hand up and you say, talk to the hand. Just shut up. Shut up. You don't
still
know.
Say
you
that.
Don't know
talk
what
to
you're
the
doing.
Hand.
I'm doing it now.
No, that was a thing about
I'm doing it.
15 years ago.
Well, we got to update everything, I guess.
You do have to update. Speaking
do people still high five, by the way?
Yeah, we did. Yes, and I do.
I don't.
I'm ashamed of it.
I don't.
But there's a show called The Goldbergs, which is set in the 80s.
I've seen that.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I watch it at work, only because I only watch TV at work, basically. They are using things you say now back then.
I know.
It doesn't work. We never said these things because there's certain catchphrases I noticed that they're trying to incorporate into the 80s.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It checks out.
It's a lousy show.
We say
show.
That now.
It's a lousy show.
I think it's funny.
I think it's lousy.
Really? Yeah, I think it's like funny. It. Only because I lived back then. I was the teenager back then in those years. So to me, it's very relatable and very hilarious. But I was, I'm not, you know.
It's not that funny.
And I didn't have an old Jewish grandfather, George Siegel, but still. I think it's funny. I think it's a funny show. I like Mom better, though. Mom with Anna Faris and...
Mom's a little dark.
Oh, I love that.
It's a little dark.
Very dark humor. I love
very
that.
Dark humor.
It's
very
hilarious.
Dark humor. Yeah,
it's killing
odd.
Me. It's killing me.
It ain't. I was going to say it ain't the Cosby Show, but that turned out to be little darker than I thought.
I know. See, everybody's going down someday.
Yeah.
Everybody. Just be good. There's cameras everywhere. Don't
be
acting
good.
Up.
Unless it's your first offense and you've, as the judge in Virginia said, well, he's led an okay life prior to this. An okay life? What? What? What was he just been convicted of? He's led an okay life till they caught him? What are you talking about?
You know what it is?
What kind of judge is this?
I just thought of this, too. Listen, if someone commits a crime against a human is one thing, but you go committing crimes against dogs, people explode. So all Cosby needed to do was do that to a dog or anything.
We wouldn't even be here. Wouldn't even be here.
Wouldn't be here. Michael Jackson doing something to a child, whatever. A dog?
No.
OJ killed a dog?
What?
Are you serious?
Come on.
Stop it.
There was a dog involved in the OJ thing.
Was there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was a Rin Tin Tin kind of dog.
No.
I don't know what the dog did.
But you know, this is the thing about people. Doris Day, she has been quoted many times as saying, you know, she could care less about people. I'm paraphrasing.
She's still with us.
But animals, she loves animals more than people.
She's still with us.
Yeah. What time is it, though?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, she's up there.
It is Monday.
She's up there.
Well, there you go.
This is a bad year. That's what I'm here for, Ron. I'm the comic relief.
There's one show that I cannot watch.
Only one?
Well,
good for you,
actually,
Ron.
It's a number of it's a segment of a number of shows that I cannot watch anymore.
That's so tricky. I can't unpack that.
Yeah,
but go on.
All right, you will unpack it now because I'm going to tell you where the luggage is. I can't watch the Academy Awards, the Emmys, any one of those shows where they do in memorandum.
Oh, what? Because then I always see someone I didn't know dead. I love that. I'm like, they're dead?
Tori, that's not fun.
I don't
care.
It's not fun, but
it
I mean,
makes
it's informative.
Me feel, every year I see it, it makes me feel like, oh, man, there goes people that I grew up with.
That's okay. It's emotional. Okay. It's emotion. They're giving them a tribute.
Oh.
It's a tribute. It's beautiful.
But they always forget some people.
No, they have cinematographers. They're people I've never heard of.
Yeah, and then other people that are famous, they kind of forget them.
You know what they did this year? They always tweak it. Every year it's different. I'll tell you what they did different this year, which I kind of liked.
Mm-hmm.
They have just a picture of the person with the name and what they did underneath.
Yes.
But with the really famous people, they have that, and they also have a 3-second clip of them doing something.
No more than three seconds.
Well, and I like that.
It has to fit into the song.
It has to fit. And I like that they just put that little extra for the really famous person.
Yeah, because they tended to their opinion of who was greater than the next.
And Remember, you did clapping for some people, and you wouldn't hear it, and that was a little like strange.
A little
so they got to mute the audience mostly when they do that now,
yeah,
so we don't.
All right, well, they're getting it then a little bit. They're getting it. But still, I can't watch that. It's just like here's a review of the people that you knew who have left you.
I like it because it's informative to me.
All right.
And it's emotional.
Well, then
they
should send
out
flyers. And send out flyers. I don't need to hear.
Go deadoralive.com, too, because sometimes I just got to know.
It's like that commercial on television where that you have the sick dogs, and who is it that sings there in the background?
Sarah McLachlan.
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, she should be ashamed of herself because she's ruining
her. She's trying to bring in money and for charity.
Well, she's doing it.
That's her job.
She's doing it.
Yeah,
but you're manipulating me. I hate to be manipulated. No. You're manipulating
Everyone
me.
Everyone does that.
I don't care.
Get on
board. Everybody, stop doing it. Get off my train. It's manipulative, and I don't.
That's
like
why I don't like commercials. They're trying to sell me something. Why? Because everyone else has one.
They're trying to get
you to donate,
and they're trying to do it by tugging.
I'd rather
at
donate
you.
Than have salesmen try to sell me something.
I agree.
That's all.
Although, you know, these days I don't know who I'm giving my money to. I'm getting calls all day that we're the this and we're the that. And they're telemarketing firms. They're lying to me. They're not who they say they are. They're representing those things, but they're not those things.
No.
And I know, and we've talked about this before, that up to 60, 75% of the money that you donate goes to the telemarketing firm.
Yeah.
And it's a very small percentage that goes to the actual
donation.
Well,
stop answering your phone. What else can I say, Ron? Just don't.
I have to answer my phone because I'm in a business.
Don't they leave messages?
You can't, and you're in a business, you can't act on messages. You have to be there, then you'll miss the gig.
Oh, okay. All right, good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. There's the kennel next door.
I love those little puppies.
Yeah.
Well, more than people. I don't know.
This is bring your dog to the studio day, and unfortunately, that's what's going on in the background. Although they may not be able to hear it, I really don't know.
Yeah, everyone can hear it.
Okay, fine. Okay. Thank you. So what's new with you, Torino?
What happened to Torrance? I'm Torino, Gran Torino, like Clint Eastwood.
I feel a little Italian today for some reason.
I'm not feeling good.
Oh, physically?
Yeah, I don't feel good. It's been a hard winter. There's been a lot of stress and things, and I don't know. I'm just not my normal self.
Are you one of those people, of which there are thousands and millions and billions of people?
Yeah, I know what you're going to say, yes. Go on.
Seasonal depression.
Yep, sad disorder. I have that also, but I'm also, I think I'm coming down with something. But I always am. I always feel like coming down with something.
Yeah.
And then I rally.
I did an interview yesterday, CBD oil.
Yep. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I used to vape CBD.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did it help?
It made me very, very tired. I think my dosage was way too high.
Oh. Yeah, that can happen.
I couldn't work, so I had to stop it.
Oh, okay.
So.
I've heard wonderful things. I've not tried it myself.
If you're probably on disability in your home, you don't have anything to do, and you're like smoking your pot and doing your CBD, great. But some of us have to live in
both.
The real world.
Well, CBD doesn't have any...
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't have any psychedelic properties, but it still has a calming effect.
Oh.
So.
So does pot.
I don't want to be that calm.
Then just smoke pot.
I don't do anything. I have a little drink here and there.
Yeah.
That's it.
I have a little drink, but it's more than here and there.
Oh, okay.
It's mostly here.
apparently, it's there at cocktail bars where millionaires are showing off their winnings.
It's here, it's there.
Okay.
It's every place.
That's what's it. Here, there, everywhere. That's Dr. Seuss, isn't it?
The Beatles, I believe.
No, that's Dr. Seuss.
All right, but that was also a Beatles song.
Who took it from who?
The Who is, the Who didn't do that song.
Horton Hears a Who?
Okay.
Horton heard Roger Daltrey.
I guess you made your point there in many different ways.
I'm always right about stuff. Just
You do it. You know, I think that we all need to learn our talents. I believe that everybody who is on this planet has some type of, and I won't say God-given talent because that's religious, but they have some kind of special thing that they can do.
Special gift?
Yes. Some people haven't even unwrapped their gift yet. They don't even know what it is. But once you find it and you're comfortable with it, it's good enough.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not just good, it's good enough.
Yes. See, in our lifetime, Toy.
I'm pontificating. Uh-oh.
I think good enough is starting to be good enough.
Why not? Krusty Clown. Krusty the Clown always said it was, so I go by his motto.
I was not aware that I was getting deep, and then I was being compared to Krusty the Clown type of philosophy, but
you know what? He's got it going on. It's fine.
Did you read that thing about The Simpsons where, for some reason, if you watch the episodes, they foretell the future?
Yes, yes. It's bizarre.
Yeah,
it's
I've heard about that.
Isn't it?
And then some people gave me the proof of it, and I said, holy crap, you're right. They showed me clips of the show. Yep. It went way back.
Exactly. Start Googling The Simpsons Predict the Future and go to town. Go look it up, people that are listening.
Strange stuff.
It's weird, yeah.
One of the oddest ones was Trump.
It's a wormhole.
Yeah. It's just something going on there.
Yeah.
And they did an interview with, is it Matt Kroeger or somebody who created The Simpsons is still the creative consultant or whatever. And he laughed. He said, that's absolutely absurd.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you do hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes and
you're, gonna hit
and you're doing political kind of social commentary, yes, you're eventually going
to
hit on
Exactly, that's
stuff.
Right. But what is he supposed to say? Well, we have a time machine and
That's what the belief was. Some people actually believe there's a time machine. This is why this country is so fucked up.
Well, there might be a parallel universe, but I don't know how they would ever.
There's no ladder to it.
Yeah, exactly. How do you even?
How do you get to it?
What's going on?
Yeah,
and it's good for these people that have too much time on their hands to, you know, the conspiracy theorists. Flat earthers and
you know
everything.
Tori, when I was younger, I thought that that everybody had like incredible intelligence. I did.
Did I laugh out loud?
Well, no, it's true because I was a kid, and I thought that when you got older, you developed this.
So naive and cute.
That's what children children are naive.
When did
and cute.
You figure out that there's stupid people out here?
As soon as I got bar mitzvahed.
Oh no!
These idiots are giving me money for what?
Yeah, I didn't even get to have that.
Celebrating?
That's not my religion.
I'm a man at 13.
So,
are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
Are you kidding?
That means you can be drafted, and you can vote, and you can smoke, and you can. Get a job. What does that mean?
I think in Israel they do actually draft you at 13,
That sounds very biblical.
I mean, probably not.
That's like a Torah thing. That's like going way back. I don't think it should be. Well, I guess it's a tradition.
That's one of the writings. That's when people only live till 16. So 13 was was like,
there you go.
You don't have a job?
I thought they lived to be 700. Like Noah was like hundreds of years old and
this
Moses.
There's some disparity there.
Wait a second now.
Nobody lived long.
Real long, then short. Now longish again.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Come on. Build an ark for every animal. What are you
talking
about?
Two mosquitoes.
Yeah, come on.
Two stink bugs. Is it really? How specific do we have to be here? Two amoebas.
Did they have bars back then? I mean, was this an hallucinatory drug that you were on? I mean, seriously,
some people had
dreams,
and then I think things happened.
I mean, I don't want to get into this again, but man, if you're going through the desert, you're going to start having hallucinations and seeing things, and you're going to see a bush burning, and you're going to make believe you're talking to a deity. That could happen.
Yeah. And it probably does still.
Well, if you're walking through the desert with nothing but sandals on,
yeah.
You're going to start seeing things that aren't there.
Right. Ron explains religion. Tune in next week.
Of course, the believers will always say no. That's actually
same what with Michael Jackson, OJ, Donald Trump. I mean, you can go with anybody. Yeah. They're going to be believers no matter what.
Sound like
evidences.
A Dylan song all of a sudden.
That's that's the monkey Donald song. Trump. I'm a believer. I wouldn't leave her if I cried.
I know, as if I tried.
I don't know.
Who cares?
I'm trying to be different.
You know what? Who cares?
I don't. I never did. Can't prove I did.
I don't understand the lyrics in half the songs I hear. And I'm not just talking about rap. I'm talking about regular songs.
Well, you
I
know what? There's
wrong.
A website for that. It's been around forever. Yeah. It's called kissthesky.com.
Yes. There's a bathroom on the right. It's for the longest time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's still happening.
Yeah, it is.
Great.
I got arthritis all of a sudden.
Really?
Yeah.
I have rheumatoid arthritis, but it's manifesting slowly.
It could be the weather, because I never had
like
it
rheumatism,
before.
Then.
Well, I don't know. All of a sudden, my thumb hurts when I go up and down.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I didn't fall on my thumb.
No.
What's going on with that? You're getting old.
It happens.
Yeah, it's gradual. Gradual.
I don't like all these aches and pains. I don't like this miserable human body.
Well, you know what? There's no alternatives.
I know.
This is it.
It is.
So you make the best with what you got.
Making the best. Sitting right here, right now. Mm-hmm. Want to be home in a fetal position, but not.
Can't be in a fetal position all the time.
Says who?
Says the Fetal Organization of America.
Well, they don't know me very well.
Apparently, they know me.
Tell you.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is going to be awesome.
I doubt that, but go on.
Oh, you never know.
Oh, have you got some surprise questions?
Ooh,
oh, I'm
you
scared.
Never
I
know.
Am so afraid right now.
Would you rather?
Play along at home, why don't you?
We'll
ask
you wouldn't.
The question.
No judging, please.
It's invasive.
No judging.
Well, if they play at home, you can't hear them, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Play at home.
I think I can still smell them, though.
I'm sure. A lot of them, yes. All right. I'll go first, maybe.
Go on.
This is some of these are rather stupid.
I'm so shocked.
And the first one is stupid, and it's stupid for a reason, and I'll explain. But here's the question to you, young Torrance.
All righty.
Would you rather be able to pick the person who becomes the next president of the United States, or pick the person who directs the next Star Wars?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
The president. Stop this nonsense.
Of course.
I don't even care about Star Wars. But I've seen all of them, and I still don't care.
Here's the point, Tori.
Okay, if you said Game of Thrones, go on. Never mind.
Here's the point. If you ask this question to 10 Americans, three would answer, oh my God, the Star Wars,
pick that. Because they're nerds or something.
That's why the country is where it is.
It's not because of nerds.
You expect everybody in the country to say, Star Wars is the president, of course I'd rather speak to...
It was a trick question. You were testing me.
No,
you knew what
true.
You knew what I would answer.
That's an actual.
But you knew what I would answer, didn't you?
Of course, I know what you're going to answer.
All right.
But my point is
your
that
point is that
the reason that the country is messed up is because there is a very good percentage that would say, "Oh my God, I want Star Wars is more important."
And to them, it is. They live in that world. That's okay.
Then live out of my world. If you live in that world, live out of my world and somewhere else.
You don't know these people. It's okay. Ron's upset.
Okay, Tori.
Would you rather watch the movie or read the book?
Star Wars?
No, just anything.
Watch the movie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You know what? My attention span.
There was a time when I would have answered differently.
Yeah, there was a time.
But no.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to just watch. And you know what? The book is always better,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have that kind of time. And even if I do, which I probably do, it's a movie, man. It's got music.
Yes,
it's got
yes. It's multi
exciting and visual. Yeah.
We're in a world now of that.
Exactly.
Here's the other thing. Almost every book has a slow period to the point where I may put the book down.
And never pick it up.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah. When there's a slow period in the movie, I just say, wait a couple of minutes.
Yeah. But plus you have to use your imagination when you're reading a book. You can imagine more than what's there.
Yeah.
I don't want to work that hard. Just put the movie on.
If it's a well-written book, but
they
not,
just spend too much time describing
like
it. I know. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right. What's what do you got there?
All right. Would you rather only be able to enter buildings through the window or exit buildings only through the window?
Exit. You know why? Because someone's going to think I'm breaking in. What are you doing? Stop this right now.
I agree with you 100%.
And if I had people just think, why is she leaving through the window? They could still think I was breaking in and I'm breaking back out. But
if the object is to go into the building, make it as easy for me as possible to get into the building. Once I'm there and done what I wanted, I don't care at that point.
That sounds so suspicious. Once I'm there, I've done what I wanted.
Well, I'll go through the window. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It may be quicker.
But don't make me struggle to
get
into
the place.
Not if
it's a second floor window. I mean, ladders. Don't involve that. Just a first floor window.
Not specific enough. No, it's not specific.
Cellar window. I don't know.
Yeah.
Climbing up instead of down.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I agree with you on that.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would you rather see someone trip and fall or see someone start dancing out of nowhere?
I'm not into either one, first of all.
That's what I've heard, so.
I guess start dancing because it doesn't hurt them.
No, I want to see them.
Oh, you're a terrible person. You're a terrible person.
Come on,
person.
If they don't get hurt, what's the harm?
I don't know.
Banana peels? Come on, slapstick. Stop this dancing. That, you know what that's called? It's called a flash mob. And you know what? They're okay, but...
All right, I'm going to go your direction because I wanted to be a nice person. But,
no,
but I guess
be
in the
you.
Long run, yeah,
you got to see fall. Trip and fall.
Trip and fall.
Yeah, you know it. You know it. This video's all over YouTube.
I got to tell you, if I liked dancing, I would have stuck with the dancing.
But I love dancing.
I hate dancing.
I love it. But you know what?
I think dancing is weird.
No. I want to see people get scared, like, with, you know, boo, like out of an elevator and stuff. All kinds of stuff.
Oh, like oh yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that.
I like the scary
ones.
I
like
ones.
Pranks and
I like. I love pranks.
I don't like it.
Jackass used to love those movies and series and everything.
I love
the Jackass.
Okay. Oh, we differ.
Oh,
we differ.
Well, it's good.
Wow, this
you
is
can't
good.
Always be the same. That's what's no, the spice
if,
of life.
No, it's someone who's the same. Like, why would you want to be with them?
I don't know.
Okay. Would you rather...
Are you going to do the voice now? Is this part of the question?
Would you rather have male birth control or 6 weeks of maternity leave for every woman? That makes
Ooh,
no sense
that,
at all.
No, that's a good question. That's a like
but
a...
But it's not on a par with both.
You mean like paid male contraceptive, like paid or women's maternity leave, all paid?
6 weeks of maternity leave for every woman, I would assume paid.
I'd rather get the male thing, wouldn't you, paid?
You know, it's about time in our society, Tori, that men had birth control other than a balloon.
Right. Okay.
I'm serious.
Well, no, there is. There's vasectomies. What are you talking about?
That's not, no,
that's
I'm talking
permanent.
About case by case.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Another word, no, a woman can take birth control pills, and it's not a fail-safe.
Right.
But it's a component.
There's side effects to that. There's vaginal
insertions as well. They're not permanent. They're temporary.
Yeah, right, but it's all women. You're right. The men don't have. Yeah, okay.
Men put on a balloon.
I think there's a new injection,
that's
though,
it.
Or something. I think they came up with something.
It's not heavily on the market, if
right,
that's the case.
Right, it's not used a lot.
But
okay.
There is absolutely no reason why
no reason.
A man cannot...
All right, so that's your answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
My answer is, well, I'm just making a social comment
you
is
are.
Really all I'm doing.
But you do that. That's your thing.
Yeah, it's my thing.
That's where you shine. All right.
That's all I can do.
I think you can do more.
I don't know.
I think you can do if you put your mind to it.
I can't build a closet.
I think you can.
No. Tried.
Would you? Work. Speaking of elevators, would you rather be stuck in a broken elevator... Or be stuck on a broken ski lift.
Wow.
This is something.
Both are scary.
I don't know if I can answer even answer this one because I have claustrophobia and I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah, me too. Both.
Ooh.
Both.
So I know. That's why I picked it out. I'm like, this is a tricky one.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. You have a lot of sounds for it, but any answers?
No, they're equally
But
as
it's
horrific.
Sophie's choice. You knew that one would come up again someday, Ron.
I'm going to go for the elevator if. All right, let's.
I like where you're going so far. Continue.
The major component.
How many people are with you? Are you alone?
No.
No?
It's not the claustrophobia. It's not the fear of heights, although that's a big time contribution problem.
Right.
It's which one could fail and plummet me to my death. Now, if I'm on the second floor. I'm stuck on the second floor, that's still physically horrible, but I'm stuck on the 80th floor.
Then you got two for one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know.
Now, a ski lift, if the cable breaks after a while, we got problems there too.
Right. And you're cold. Won't you be cold? Boy, you really, this is the longest you've spent on any of these questions, I must say. I'm impressed.
See, for me, it's the peril. Not the uncomfortability.
Yeah.
Again, although it does play a part.
Okay.
The peril would be like, how many moments is there a possibility that I could die a horrible death? I think, I don't know which is safer because I don't know how they're both built.
I don't want either, but I'm going to pick elevator also.
Mm.
Only because the whole time I'm up there looking down, I've been on a Ferris wheel. I can't even go on Ferris wheels anymore. I can't even be up that high on a safe ride. I just am too... out of it.
Yeah, see, you're right. The elevator is your mind knowing that you're in great danger high off the ground, but you're not seeing it.
No.
The ski lift,
exactly. You're well aware.
Yeah.
Every second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You can take your mind off it in the elevator.
I'll do the elevator. Thank you, Tori.
You're welcome. I'm glad we
That was not easy to figure out.
No.
That was a process.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And when are you going to be in a ski lift? Answer, never.
Well, say, but, yeah, it's going to happen.
So that might have made it easier.
The elevator thing
I've been
is,
on
yeah,
them, and I can do it.
Yeah.
But stuck on it?
No.
Or, I don't know. Maybe not.
No.
Then there's a wind
they,
comes along.
Yeah, they move. They move back
they
and
do.
Forth.
They do.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No, no. Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you got? Any more?
Yeah, we got something here.
Heavy breathing.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather lose all the photos you've taken on your smartphone this year?
Ooh.
Or lose all the books you've ever owned?
All the books I've ever owned.
Me too. Me too.
You know what? They're available on Kindle. Stop it. Stop this right now. Don't you dare take away my pictures.
Here's the deal. I read the book already.
Exactly.
So, like, what's my
perfect.
Point?
Perfect. Exactly.
Yeah. I very rarely go back and read a book a second time unless, like, decades have passed and I completely forgot what I read.
I wouldn't have asked my dad this question, though, because you would get the opposite answer.
Okay. That could be a generational thing.
It
I don't
could
know.
Be a generation. Yeah, maybe. All right.
I don't know, but I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. Your question. But yeah, I did answer it first.
So I would agree with you 100%.
There you go. That's what I said.
You're right, 100%.
You can't prove I didn't. This is not being recorded or anything, right?
No, thank God. Can you imagine if people heard this thing?
Are people hearing
Whoa.
This thing?
No. Doubt it
I'm
greatly.
I'm going to need some numbers.
Doubt it.
I have one more.
Go on.
This is like for the this is where the teenager comes in of these cards, which they're really for,
sure,
I think.
Sure.
Would you rather be friend-zoned by your crush or have your best friend fall in love with you?
Could you say that in English? What's the first part?
Do you know what friend zoned is?
No.
When you like a girl and she just puts you in the friend zone. You're always going to be the friend zone. You're never going to be a romantic partner.
I did not know
even
that
though you love her.
Okay, got it.
Or would you rather have your best friend fall in love with you and you don't even feel that way? Wouldn't that be a little awkward and uncomfortable?
This is like the ski lift and the elevator.
I know. And it probably happens to people all the time. So it's probably a normal question.
I don't mind being put in the friend zone.
I love that. That's the best answer. That's okay.
That's my answer.
That's what you're used to.
It's not what I'm used to. I don't mind it.
Okay. So you don't want a good friend of yours to fall in love with you because that would be awkward.
It would be awkward. That would end the friendship.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If I was attract somebody and they said, no, I just want to be friends, I'd say, okay, cool.
I agree with you. I want to be friend-zoned.
Yeah.
I'm okay with being friend-zoned.
Because then at that point, it's my decision. I can say, all right, I want to continue, I'll do this as a friend, or I don't have to.
See, yeah. The problem is, if I have a friend, I'm a woman, so it kind of might work oppositely. They might fall in love with me, and I might totally just want to friend-zone that person.
Yeah.
But I'm not even, that's whatever.
You
I mean,
can walk
still.
Away if you want to. You see, but if a close friend has an attraction to you and you don't have it back, then that's not a done deal.
Right.
That's not done.
No.
But the other way, you're in control because you're the one that's being told something honestly.
Exactly.
Then you can do what you want with it.
Do what you want.
There you go.
All right. I like your answer. I like how you've thought this through. It was a little easier than the elevators and the ski lifts.
It was the elevator and the ski lift thing that helped me get through this. Because
order.
It set up a thought process that I was not into previously.
Uh-huh.
So
you're welcome.
I was able to tackle.
Now
I feel like I can tackle any question that comes toward me.
I love this. Good.
Because I was able to chew that up nicely.
Right. After months of playing this, you're finally in a better place. That
was
my goal.
Long.
It you know what?
Took that long.
Good things take time.
Yeah. It's, what, 7 months?
Well, we did about 5 months we've been doing this.
All right. See, I don't even know how long it's been.
That's all right. I keep track of everything. Everything. Remember that, people. I keep track of everything. I write it down.
Oracle.
I am, and I write it down. I write it down like that guy that was a Supreme Court justice now.
Oh.
What's his name?
What was his name?
It's Brett something.
Oh, Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Of course. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Hey, we're out of time.
Awesome.
That's too bad.
I know.
All right.
It always is.
But we're going to do this again next week. So join us then. Until
then. Friends. Thank you for listening, friends.
Until then, we wish you peace.
Like